So we mentioned last week that everybody agrees there's a chiva through the Shabbos. The Gemara derives from Sukkim, Yom HaShechu HaYoim. It says the word HaYoim three times. What you have to eat for the Shabbos is subject to debate, but the fact that the mitzvah exists, that everybody subscribes to. However, it's not clear whether the Gemara means this as a Din Deraisa or a Din Derabana. Just because the Gemara quotes a Pasuk doesn't always mean that it's a Din Deraisa. Sometimes Sukkim are quoted as a Smachtas Biyama. And something is, Pasuk is only quoted as a Smachtas Biyama, there appears to be Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ritva. What level of halacha that means. The Rambam seems to understand that to mean just a plain din derabana. The Rambam in Zabdon Peshem Shnayas assumes that way. That just because the Gemara quotes a pasuk, if the Gemara identifies it or it's clear from context that it's only the teresa smachta, then it's basically treated like a regular din derabana. The Ritva Masechet Rosh Hashanah disagrees and says that whenever the Gemara quotes a pasuk as an smachta, that means that it's the ratzon haTorah without being the tzivri haTorah. Means the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chved v'yatzmo is merames to us that he'd like us to be doing the following. He's not telling us we have to do the following. It's the chachamim who obligate us to do it, but it is considered to be the ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the ratzon haTorah, and that may lend itself actually to a higher level of halacha than a regular din derabana. This is a famous Ritva. When the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, "Imu l'fanei malchios, imu l'fanei zichronos, imu l'fanei shofros," the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, "Say the pesukim of malchios, zichronos, and shofros in front of me in Rosh Hashanah." So the Rishonim are troubled with the lashon, "Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, imu l'fanei malchios." So I want to derabanan. So Rashi holds that the pesukim are deraisa, but the Ramban shows it for the Gemara. The simple shot is that they're only deraabanan. So the Ritva says, "Yeah, they're deraabanan, but since they're asmachtas for this, then they're deraabanan." So it's also categorized as imu l'fanei, amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, imu l'fanei. So the Ritva would probably say the same thing about Sudei Shabbos, even if it's only quote unquote derabanan, but perhaps it would be a higher level than a regular plain derabanan. But it's not even clear from the Gemara whether it's a derabanan, maybe it really is a deraisa. So there is a famous machlokes rishonim between Rabbi Tam and the Ran about Sudei Shabbos that may impact on this question. So the Ran in the 16th parak of Masechta Shabbos quotes Rabbi Tam that even though eating Sudei Shabbos should have been a mitzvah seseh shazman grama, and women should have been exempt from, nevertheless, this is an exception to the rule. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Sudei Shabbos. And for that matter, many times, so women are obligated in the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos as well. My high manishtan of these mitzvahs from all other mitzvahs. So Ben Atam says, because Afein Hoevi Yosu Anais, that women were included in the miracle of the Mon, and since these mitzvahs of Sudei Shabbos and Lechem Mishnah were instituted as a zechel of the Anais of the Mon, so Afein Hoevi Yosu Anais, women are also included in these chiyuvim as well. So the Ran takes issue with Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't outright say Rabbeinu Tam is not correct, but he says he doesn't know why Rabbeinu Tam needed that reason. He says the Ran, there's a much easier reason. The reason is Shama v'zocha v'divarechen them, but the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf v'beis, which we spoke about already several times, women are obligated in Kiddush v'nat Torah because Shama v'zocha v'divarechen them. So says the Ran, if Shom V'Zochor includes Kiddush, it doesn't only include Kiddush, it includes all the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos, including Sudei Shabbos, and therefore obviously women are chayavos. So why do Ben Adam have to go fishing and looking and searching for a brand new reason? What was wrong with the reason that appears in the Gemara and Brachas about Kiddush? It's a machlokes, famous machlokes between the Ben Adam and the Ran. So what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Everybody ends up at the same conclusion. One of the Chavarim wrote a tshuva, he said that since Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept the Ran's reason, and the Ran doesn't accept Rabbeinu Tam's reason, so it's a suffix to Rabban Makula, therefore women don't have to eat Sudei Shabbos. So that's not correct. He said, all the Rishonim say women have to eat Sudei Shabbos. It's just a question of why. Nobody ever argued that they have to eat Sudei Shabbos. It's just a question of how do you know that they have to eat Sudei Shabbos? So what is the root of the Machlokes? Why should one go down the route of Rabbeinu Tam? Why should one go down the route of the Ran? So the root of the Rabbeinu Tam that invokes Afein Hoevi Yosu Anais, so there is a major machlokes in Rishonim about what are the limitations of Afein Hoevi Yosu Anais. The Gemara only has it in three places. The Gemara has it by when there is Chanukah, the Gemara has it by Kriyas Megillah, the Gemara has it by Dalet Kaisis. So the Rishonim are bothered, how come it doesn't appear in other places? Say, for example, the mitzvah chilas matzah. So it happens to be women achiyavas in matzah. That is a fact, that women achiyavas in matzah. But the Gemara says in the third book of Pesachim, that's only derived from Gzeres HaKos of Losechel of Chomich, Mishav Tochel of Matzahs. Whoever can't eat Chomich is obligated to eat matzah. So it's a Gzeres HaKos of the women are obligated in achiyavas matzah. But lulei the Gzeres HaKos of, I would not have said the chayav. So, Frekter ben Adam Akasha, why don't we say Afrein Hoyvi Yosei Anais? They were included in the Anais of Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So, Tosfos in Maseches Megillah, Daf Dalet and Aleph quotes two answers to the Akasha. So, the popular answer that Tosfos quotes in other places as well is that Afen Beelsanes is not a Svar Deraisa. There's no book in the Chumash for that Svar. So then there are a Svar Deraban. Chazal made it up. Chazal said that whenever we're dealing with the mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah Deraban anyway. So we can set whatever guidelines and parameters we want. So we're going to institute that this parish in the Sugi called Afen Beelsanes. When you're dealing with mitzvahs Deraisa, they didn't tamper with the Dim Deraisa, Dim Deraisa, whatever they are, the potter, the potter. So therefore, Taisus claims that Matzah is a Chiyuv Deraisa. So Chazal, I'm not going to invoke Afen Beelsanes. There is Chanukah Kriyas Megillah and other cases of mitzvahs derabbanan. Therefore, Chazal are going to invoke Afen HaBiyosvaneis. According to this opinion in Taisa Megillah of Dalet, when you see the words Afen HaBiyosvaneis, you know it's a dead giveaway that it's a mitzvah derabbanan. If it would be a mitzvah deraisa, then we couldn't even discuss Afen HaBiyosvaneis. So it happens to be that Taisa quotes another pshat, the name of Rabbi Yosef Ishu Shalayim. One of the Balei Taisus, many of the Balei Taisus moved to Eretz Yisrael. So one of them was Rabbi Yosef, who went to Ben Aliyah, moved to Yerushalayim. A group of Balei Taisus went off to Eretz Yisrael in order to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and start to bring Kabbonis, etc. So they never fulfilled that goal, but they did write a lot of Taisim. And a lot of Taisim said a kashim came from them. Rabbi Baruch, Rabbi Chaim, a lot of the Balei Taisus made their way to Eretz Yisrael. They became briskers in their old age, and they all started learning kashim all day. I guess that's a good thing too. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you catch him like the Rosh Mishan. He also moved to Eretz Yisrael that he wrote Zeroyim, He was inspired to write sigyas that were relevant for Eretz Yisrael and Moshe Mashiach in Eretz Yisrael. So it's like the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav came and all the yeshivas brisk. Everyone learns catch him. So back to the story. So when Yosef Yishu Shalayim gave a totally different answer. He says another reason why the Gemara didn't invoke Afen Abiyos and Neis Ben Matzah is because I would have thought that the limit from Sukkah would trump that. Because it happens to be Xeris Akas for Ezra, Chalmaitis, and Nashim, women of Pturus from Sukkah. So I would have thought if the Pturus from Sukkah, then the five Pturus from Matzah also, because Sukkah and Matzah, Tezvav, go hand in hand. So therefore, I need a special pasuk to tell me, no, Afen Bichain, this Tochayavis. So you see for Rabbi Yosef that you can use Afen Abiyos and Ezra, but there I says. It's just that Matzah would have fallen short for some technical quirk of a reason. But there are many Yosef who's going to Das Yochid. In other places, it tells them Rabbi Psachim, and they quote the same sugi, you don't even make mention of that Rabbi Yosef. The simple pshat in all the sugis, in Shabbos, and in Tzachim, and wherever the sugi, Megillah, wherever the sugi comes up, Bafi and Rabbi Yosef, Tosis writes the same pismen in all places, except for that one line, Tosis and Rabbi Yosef, is that Afi and Rabbi Yosef only applies to Mitzvah Derabban, not to Mitzvah Deraisa. So if Rabbi Natam bought into that theory as well, the Avot Bichain Rabbi Natam invoked the principle of Afi and Rabbi Yosef. That sounds like Rabbi Natan is treated as looking at Sudha Shabbos through the eyes of the Rabbanans. If it would be a mitzvah deraisa, so then it wouldn't really make sense to apply Afen Rabbi Yosvaneis. Rabbi Natan's a chiddush. Rabbi Natan is saying Afen Rabbi Yosvaneis, even on a mitzvah that's not even clear as a mitzvah deraisa or mitzvah derabbanan. So most probably Rabbi Natan held that Sudha Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. There are some other important chidushim to extract from Rabbi Natan. The fact that Rabbi Natan invoked this reasoning, this sugya of Avin Rabbi Yosvaneis to the Chai of women, so this is in contrast to his brother, the Rashbam. The Rashbam said that Avin Rabbi Yosvaneis only applies when the women were the initiators of the Neis, like by Kriyas HaMegillah. So Esther was involved directly in the fulfillment of the Neis. It's just the tribe. The Gemara says the Schus Nashim Tidkaniyah Shabbos Ador. They were Nigolim. Chanukah is a little bit tougher, so the Rashbam invokes the Medrash about the Yehudis, Abbas Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was instrumental in getting the Muhammad turned around in terms of bumping off the Greek general. So comes the Rashbam and says that only mitzvahs that were initiated, only nisim that were initiated by women, so those mitzvahs that were instituted would qualify as afen hayavios or anes. So Taisus in other places disagrees with Rashbam. Taisus says the diktuk is not correct because afen hayavios or anes sounds like they were secondary. It doesn't mean hey hayavios or anes. Afen hayavios or anes means women were also involved. So most of the Bishayim say afen hayavios or anes means that not that they initiated the miracle, but they were saved by the miracle. So not only were the men going to be killed, not only were the men suffering, but the women were going to be killed as well. So afen hayavios or anes. But if you go down the route of the Rashbam, then afen hayavios or anes is very, very limited in scope. It only applies to the nisim and mitzvahs that women were in charge of starting and getting the ball rolling. Then obviously the man would not be relevant. Well, it wasn't due to the women. It wasn't because of the women. The Be'er Miriam was because of the women. Not the man was because of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you hold that afen hayavios or anes requires the women to be the initiators of the miracle, it would be absurd to discuss that in the context of Sudha Shabbos. So you see, Rabbi Natan disagreed with his older brother. Not the first, not the last time. Rabbi Natan was a Talmud of his older brother, Rashbam, but he disagreed with him on many occasions. So this is probably one of those disagreements. So getting back to this, story. So you see a lot of things from this Rabbeinu Tam. You see a third thing from Rabbeinu Tam, that there are some Acharonim. The Chasam Sofer has this, and then the Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik, developed this idea even further. That Afen Rabbi also makes maybe only applies to mitzvahs of Pursume Nisa, only mitzvahs that their goal is to publicize the miracle to others, such as Neres Chanukah, Kriyas Megillah, Dal Kaisis, the Chol of Ador Chayav, Laharis Asas, will be also Mitzrayim. But mitzvahs that are just personal, remembrances of a neis, like the mitzvah of Shiva Basukkah, women are Chayavas in Sukkah, mitzvahs that don't speak to other people, that are just personal, what we call Zechaneis, not a Pursume Nisa, so those were never included in Afen Rabbi in the first place. So clearly, Suda Shabbos is not a farce. There's no kiyum to eat to the Shabbos than a public Shabbaton. There's a bigger mitzvah to get a Megillah in public. A bigger mitzvah to light there's Chanukah, more people would see. There's a bigger mitzvah, Laharas Asat, with Kalyans Mitzvah, the more the merrier. There's no greater kiyum to eat Yechala in public than it is to eat Yechala in private. And Rabbi Bichem Rabbeinu Tam says, Afen Rabbi also Neis. So you see, Rabbeinu Tam didn't apply into that Shtickle Torah either. So Rabbeinu Tam had a very, very, all-inclusive definition of Afen Rabbi also Neis by applying it to Suda Shabbos. But Lamais, at the end of the day, the Ran says you don't really need it. The Ran says the real emissary reason why women are Chayavis is because of Zochem Mishomar. How would Rabbeinu Tam respond back to the Ran? What's not wrong with Zochem Mishomar? Sounds like a good svar to me. So either you could say that maybe Rabbeinu Tam understood that Zochem Mishomar is only for his Kiddush, not all mitzvahs Hayom, just Kiddush. So that's a big mechlek to Mishomar. The Ramban of Torah seems to say it applies to all the mitzvahs essays, and Rabbeinu Tam probably held it was only unique then for Kiddush, as the Pasuk says, Zochem means Kiddush, doesn't mean the other mitzvahs essay. Or perhaps Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion that Zochem Mishomar only covers the Araisas, it doesn't cover the Rabbanans. Like we mentioned in Ram Chalav, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, it says that women may not have to make Kiddush on Shabbos day. We don't pass like that, but Maram Chalava says that women are pterus of Kiddush in the daytime because Kiddush in the daytime is only the Rabbanan, and Zochem Mishomar was only selling their Isis, wasn't selling their Rabbanans. And Chazal Institute of Mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, they work with the regular rules of Zman Grama. They didn't look to the parasha, to the sugya of Shomar V'Zochor. So maybe the reason why the Rabbeinu Tam Dafka didn't go down the route of the Ran was L'shitasai. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam was very convinced that Suda Shabbos is only there about it anyway. That's why he invokes the sugya of Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes. And that same reason that prompted him to invoke Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes is the identical reason that prevented him from applying Zochem Mishomar. Because Zochem Mishomar is a deraisa tikka sugya, Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes is a derabana tikka sugya. So if we're presenting correctly, what's going on between the lines, between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, is that depending on what you think the source of Suda Shabbos is, if you believe Suda Shabbos is a real bona fide Araisa, then it's probably inappropriate to apply Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes, but it's most appropriate to apply Zochem Mishomar. If you hold that Suda Shabbos is a Araisa, then it's most appropriate to apply Shomar Zochem, but inappropriate to apply Afen Rabbi Yosef Anes. So it could be the two reasons may very, very much be linked to our discussion. So we're not quite sure what the real Mechayev, what's the engine driving Suda Shabbos. We know that we have to eat three meals on Shabbos. We're not sure that a deraisa is a plain drabon and a smachta somewhere in the middle. And we know for a fact that we're Mechayevos, but we're not quite sure why. So there are a lot of things we do know, a lot of things we don't know. But at the end of the day, we have to eat, our wives have to eat, our daughters have to eat, all the women have to eat, everyone's got to eat Suda Shabbos. So last week we spoke about what Suda Shabbos is. So now we'll try to segue into when Suda Shabbos takes place. So l'chora, the starting point is Suda Shabbos has to take place on Shabbos. It's hard to, now it's Wednesday night, it's hard for me to eat Suda Shabbos tonight. I have to eat Suda Shabbos on Shabbos. So Taisus is the beginning of Rabbi Pesach. Those learning Daf Yomi just bumped into this Taisus 2-3 days ago. Those are learning Daf Yomi Taisus. So Taisus Daf Tzadi Testament days raises the question whether one can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, or for that matter Suda Yomtiv, Mibe Od Yom, before Shabbos actually begins. Why in the world would one think you can eat Mibir Od Yom? Because it's a sugya of Tosefta Shabbos. So a lot of people Mekabel Shabbos early. According to many, I'm a chuyuv to be Mekabel Shabbos early. According to many, it's a deraisa to be Mekabel Shabbos early. So one can offer you, if I'm a chuyuv to be Mekabel Shabbos early, so then for me it's Shabbos. Hi, for my neighbor is still driving home from me, still stuck in traffic. So for him it's not Shabbos, but for me it's Shabbos. So nichol, the din of the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos that appears in Masechet Shabbos of Tesavet Aleph is that ability, l'hotel, to be able to not does Tosefta Shabbos mean you can't do malacha? Tosefta Shabbos means you can eat Suda Shabbos as well. So Taisus quotes one opinion like that, the Rimi Korvil, the Valley of Taisus, and Taisus says that it makes a lot of sense and it fits into the Lashon Mishnah very, very well. because the opening Mishnah Aviv Sachem says Aviv Sachem Samechla Mincha Liyachal Adam Ashitachshach, that a person shouldn't start to eat on Erev Pesach until it gets dark. So I said, until it gets dark. When do I think you're supposed to eat? Don't start. He said until Pesach starts. When it gets dark, so Pesach starts. So why does the Mishnah just say Aviv Sachem Samechla Mincha Liyachal Adam? And let's move on. Liyachal Ashitachshach. So the Rebbe Kovil said that it's coming lafuke other shavasos, other yamim tayvim. On a regular Friday night, a regular yantif night, you don't have to wait at your tachshuk. You can be makal, you go to shul, have a maravil, and come home and you have your suda. Masha'inke, when it comes to erev Pesach, you have no right to do that. Erev Pesach, you have to wait till dark. No pun intended. Manishtana erev Pesach from the rest of the shavasos yamim tayvim. So Taisus writes that by erev Pesach, as a din ba'ochas abosa balayla hazeh, it's got to be balayla. Well, it's not enough to eat it maybe on Yom. Tosefus is not good enough. It's got to be literally balayla. On Friday night, Yom Tov night, there's no din balayla. Therefore, you can eat your meal early. That's a famous shita that appears in Taisus ad Naftzadi Tes in Maseches Pesachim. The only exception to the rule Taisus writes is Leil Pesach because of this quirk of balayla hazeh. So the Rambo in Hilchos Sukkah adds on to this Taisus and says, if Leil HaSeder is a quirk because of Balayl HaZeh, so then by extension, Sukkos is also a quirk. Because by Sukkos, we darshan Chamishos Chamishos, and the word Sukkot Achav Zayin tells us, how do you know that you have to eat in the Sukkot in the first out of Sukkos? Sukkos Teishu is Yomim, is the whole week is Yiboy Ochli, Yiboy Lavochim. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. If you eat a food that's told Sukkot, then you have to eat in the Sukkot. If you want to live on potatoes and carrots and apples and potato chips the whole week, so then gives a day. So how do you know the first night is different? So the Gemara says Chamishos Chamishos. So there's a kosher, there's a shava, halacha Moshe Sinai that compares Sukkos to Pesach. So the Rambam writes in Chasukah, if the Torah compares Sukkos to Pesach, regarding Igra Chiyuv, then it's probably comparable vis-a-vis this man as well. And therefore, one cannot begin eating in the Sukkah until Achatechshach. So Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus only says about Pesach, but the Rambam says it's not such a far jump from Pesach to Sukkos. Remember several years ago, the very, very threatening weather forecast for the first night of Sukkot. And so we decided in our shul, usually it's not, I speak for a while until we get to Myron, get people home to eat, you know, after dark. So I decided that I'm going to wait for 45 minutes until we start having Myron, but it's supposed to rain in an hour. It's going to mess up everybody's plans, it's going to be a whole balagan. So we jumped right into Myron, and I told everybody quickly go run home in the Kiddush, you know, as soon as possible. So we had to figure out what's the earliest time. Where can we lose the cutoff for? What's the earliest taste kechav? So we have pupu, you know, 30 minutes, 25 minutes, different sheets, different places. You say shpiz and don't say shpiz and drezach around a little bit, and a minute or two, to get everybody into sukkah. So apparently some other shuls did not take these guidance, and they were just waited like, you know, daven, late like normal. And the mice started to pour. I remember we made a mitzi, but 2 minutes after mitzi. So anyone who didn't had to wait till 11, 12 o'clock at night until it stopped raining. So whatever it is. Anyway, so that's because that Ramah. The Ramah says you have to wait until dark. So again, Taisa doesn't mention Sukkot, Taisa doesn't mention Pesach. Then there's a famous Taz that says, quotes from Maharshal, that on Shmini Atzeres, so you have to wait until it gets dark in order to eat. Because if you're in Chutz Lawrence, you can eat early, you have to eat in the Sukkah, because the Rabbani have to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you can't make the Bracha, because Yisuvi Yasvina Bruchla Mevachinim. Once you make Shmini Atzeres, once you make Kiddush Shmini Atzeres, so Chazal said you can't make a Leshiva Sukkah anymore. So the Mashal raises the question, if you're going to make Yom Tov early, it's not really the end of Sukkah, it's still Hoshana Rabbah. So you're mamash in a pickle, because the din of Sukkah Shiva, it's still Shvisha Sukkah, it's half hour before Shkia, so you have a Chuyim Mikra din to make a Bracha. But you can't, because you just been Kiddush, you just have Ma'arif Shmini Atzeres. So the Marshal says you can't do that. You can't set up a situation where you have to make a bracha and you can't make that bracha. So he says, you're lazy bear, you have to wait till it gets dark. So the Marshal says, you have no choice, you have to mamash wait till it gets dark. So the Taz was very upset about the Marshal. So the Taz writes that the Marshal was Geizet Tainis and Klai So Bechinim. He made the Jewish people fast for nothing. I mean, it's not exactly fasting. It's been Hoshana Rabbah, then the whole week of Sukkot. It's Tishrei. People could have been eating a little bit too much, perhaps. But the Taz says that the Marshal unnecessarily made people wait. But L'mais, that's what our minig is. And most shuls wait also on Shmini Atzeres because of that reason. Then there's a Magen Avraham and a Taz and a Chos Shavuos that say that you shouldn't really be Makabel Shavuos early. It shouldn't be a Chisar of Tmimus. Remember that Lomdus to me, another time, another place. So the minig is on Shavuos, you also wait. So in one fell swoop, wait, one last one. The Maharil says that you shouldn't Shouldn't have my real in Rosh Hashanah night. Because Rosh Hashanah is a man of din, and you don't run to the din. You wait till the din, until the right time. You don't go run to court to be there an hour early. You come on time. So many shuls have been that they wait on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, also the Dam and Meir. So it comes out, even though Tosfos himself writes that every single yontif you could make Kiddush and Dam and Meir, and eat soon, go to sleep. Every single yontif you're good to go. But one exceptional Pesach. So by the time we got finished with the sugya, so Pesach got knocked out by Tosfos, Sukkot got knocked out by the Ramah, Hoshana Rabbah, Shmitzes got knocked out by the Maharshal, Shavuot got knocked out by the Taz Nevagin Avram, and Rosh Hashanah got knocked out by the Maharil. There are very, very few Yom Tovim left. There's only one. Which one? Shvi'i Shel Pesach. That's the last. It's your last chance. There's nothing else left. Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So there doesn't seem to be any halachic reason why you can't be makabel Shvi'i Shel Pesach early. We haven't yet come up with one. So I don't know. I always get nervous. It's probably somebody thinking for a reason right now as we speak. So, but technically speaking, it's the only other. I remember when COVID first started. So when everyone was davening the yechidus. So it was. Obviously, we weren't happy about Daven Bechidus, but there was a certain like machaya that I was literally in charge of this man because I didn't have to answer to anybody else. So whenever me and my boys decided we're going to Daven, it's not fire. So I remember on Friday nights, you know, in May, in June, you know, at least I like to wait. Usually I'm in shul, I'm stuck to the shul schedule. Guys go out to Daven, you know, yes, the creation of later again, you know, if guys want to Daven plan a mincha. So I told my wife, I said, we're going to Daven Kedas Chadin. So we'll wait, you know, 40 minutes, whatever, not the time. So it was Gavaldi. We're sitting, like Mary Shibas, it was the three of us. We Daven mincha, we'd sing with Chadin, you know, sing a couple of Shabbos, everything, we'd have a learning center, half hour Seder. Before we'd stop Meir. So we were doing that at Shabbos and then at Yom Tov, at Shavuot, whatever, we did whatever we wanted. And then as it started to get later and later into June, my wife Karan said, wait a second, how come the neighbors are home already and they're already sleeping and we're still waiting on Meir? So that Yeshiva Shira game was over, ended really, really quickly. And then the shul's opened up and we're back to forgetting that we had the other problem. We had to get out of shul so quickly. We were davening Meir before this man anyway. Anyway, another time, another place. So Tosfos quotes one opinion that says that at least for regular Friday night, you're good to go. You can have Meir early and you can make Kiddush and Susan and go to sleep. Try to remember the creation for us. So then Tosfos quotes for Eidi Shem, but Tosfos quotes for Rabbeinu Yehuda, one of the other Balei Tosfos, that's not true. That Achi Tachshach doesn't mean that, Achi Tachshach is there for a different reason. That Friday night and Yom Tov and Pesach, it's all the same thing. You can't eat the Suda until it's dark, finish, come on. You have to wait until Mamash says Kecham in order you can eat the Suda. So what's the Nekudas of Achlekes? What are they fighting about? What's the point of contention? So everybody basically, what I'm saying, the basic point of contention is as follows. There is a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, but it's not clear. Is Tosefes Shabbos just a din legabe melochas, or is Tosefes Shabbos a din legabe the yetzim kedushas hayom? When there's a mitzvah in Mekabel Shabbos, making Shabbos early, that means I have a mitzvah to refrain from melocha, so I could stop doing melocha before. I'm going to stop doing melocha before. But at the end of the day, it's Friday. So it's basically Friday afternoon with the nisim melocha. It's every afternoon with the nisim melocha. But do I say no? It's not Friday anymore. Used to be a thing, one of the earlier models in the Tshuva movement was, I think it was Rabbi Buchholz, who coined the phrase, turn Friday night into Shabbos. He used to have signs all the place to tell the non-from people, come to shul and come to someone's suit, and turn Friday night into Shabbos. So according to some Rishonim, it's turn Friday afternoon into Shabbos. That means it's Mamash Friday, it's Friday in the sky, but I'll be dinner Shabbos. So that's a big machlokes. So when you're Mekabel Shabbos early, half hour before Shkia, the sun is still shining. For my next door neighbor who's still in the shower, it's still Friday. So it's proud that it's Friday for me with the Nisim Malacha, or is that it's Mamash Dinuk Shabbos to hold over for me? So that seems to be the Kudas of Machlokes, the 2 days in Tosfos, going to eat through the Shabbos, maybe Yod Yod. The problem is that Kiddush I can make maybe Yod Yod. That the Gemara said the Farish and Brachos, we spoke about that earlier. Kiddush you can make, you have to plug him in once you Mekabel Shabbos early. So the Rambam writes that Kiddush is different. Because Kiddush, you know, doesn't really have to be on Shabbos itself. The Rambam writes, "Zechreo b'chnisasai, o kodem zavat." The Rambam writes that as long as it's a few minutes before Shabbos, you can't make Kiddush on Tuesday, but if it's a couple of minutes before Shabbos begins, that's also called Zechira. So unlike Suda Shabbos, which has to take place on Shabbos itself, according to some Mishnayim, Kiddush doesn't have to take place on Shabbos. It can take place preceding. It's the entrance of the Shabbos. It's the ushering of Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. So, Achrei Kiklis Achol, Kiddush you can make it early. So the Shabbos is unclear whether you can eat it early or not. And again, it's part of a Lom Dishem Achlekes. What exactly Sudah Shabbos? What exactly the Sefer Shabbos is all about? How do we paskin lahalacha nishayla? So the Mishnebura and Hilchas the Shabbos paskins lahalacha things. Eat mikra dini things that you can really eat your suda b'miyadyon, which is what 90% of Klai Yisrael do. When the people in the summertime, when they daven marvola and they come home and the kiddush, they have the suda, and by the time they finish the suda, so it's time to say kriyashma and go back, they go to sleep and finish, go to bench and go to sleep. So some Rishonim didn't like that. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even though Mikra, then we probably paskin against those Machmirim. The Yesus Ace, the more correct thing to do, says the Mishnah Berurah, is you should try to throw in a little bit a piece of chal at the end of the meal. Because I used to chal at the end of the meal. So the Yesus Ace, that's just to be, I'd say, that 7 day of the Rabbeinu Yehuda sheet, the 7 day of Taisus, that the Sefer Shabbos does not suffice in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. For Kiddush, maybe it works like the Rabbin, but for Suda Shabbos, it doesn't work. So, many of them practice to make Shabbos early, and so they'll eat the meal, and then right before mention, they'll chop a right grab another slice of challah. We tell people that if they're eating in somebody else's house, they should inform the Baal Sabayis why they're doing that. Otherwise, the wife gets very, very insulted. Here she made a 10-course meal, and the guy asked for another piece of challah at the end. It sounds like he didn't enjoy the food. So I'll just explain that this guy Sobolovsky told you that there's a Mishabura that quotes Taisus, that quotes one day in Mishayim, that you have to eat another kazayis at the end of the meal, just the exercise. But again, those who don't do it, it's never aligned with the opinion of Rabbi Mishayim. So the first Suda is the Leil Shabbos. That's when it's supposed to take place. Whether Leil Shabbos starts a little bit earlier or late, that's a little bit up for grabs. What if a person missed Friday night? Okay, wasn't feeling good, went to sleep. He wakes up Shabbos morning, realizes he forgot Friday night Suda. So the Ramah writes, they eat all three meals on Shabbos. L'chadchili should have a meal on Friday night, but if you missed, so then you make it up on Shabbos. You would have to make Kiddush, as we spoke about this Kiddush time, you have to make the whole list for Kiddush. You know, you have to say the whole Kiddush of Shabbos, and you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night. So technically, you could be able to give us this all the yom as well, but again, l'chadchili, obviously, you're supposed to eat it on Friday night. It's the second Suda, the third Suda, that starts to get a little bit more complicated. And it's actually those, this manner of those two Sudas that sets the stage for the very, very complicated Shaila, which our timing is perfect timing, because the most complicated question is how the meal is going to play on Erev Pesach and Shabbos in a couple of weeks from now. So we'll be all ahead of the game, because we'll hopefully know all the possibilities before we get to that point. So hopefully that's next week. So we'll pick up on this manner of the Suda for Suda's Baker, and this manner of the Suda for Suda's Shalashus, which is the most complicated of all. And those two Zmanim that set the stage for the complexities of the Erev Pesach Chas V'Shabbos. Next week.